And now to a preview of our sister show, the California Reports Weekly Magazine. This week, host Sasha Coca talks with award-winning poet Deborah Miranda, an enrolled member of the Ohlone Costanoan Esalen Nation of the Greater Monterey Bay Area. Her book, Bad Indians, A Tribal Memoir, explores the history of Central Coast tribes through the records of her ancestors, including wax cylinder recordings dating back more than a century.
This is another one of those wax cylinder recordings you found, this one from back in 1902, and it's housed in a collection of American Indian sound recordings at UC Berkeley.
This is known as the Esalen Deer Song, and it was sung by Bibiana Soto Mukai.
Tell me about what it was like for you to first hear that.
It felt a little bit like a dream that someone's voice from so long ago could reach us. It felt a little miraculous. I also felt a little conflicted about the circumstances under which it was recorded, because I know that salvage ethnology was pretty brutal. Indian people were not treated well oftentimes. But overwhelmingly, what I felt was gratitude that we could hear Bibiana's voice, the voice of someone born in 1823, could reach my ears and the ears of my children. It was overwhelming and still is. Just hearing that right now, I just got a lump in my throat.
Yeah, and that song inspired you to write a piece in this book. It's about a girl who, like you, had a white mom and an Indian dad, and who really felt the absence of her parents.
Yes, I titled it Mestiza Nation because this is living in the borderlands all the time from the time you're a very small child. In my own life, it's the story of being taken to my grandparents when my father was incarcerated and my mother disappeared for a long time. And they lived in the Tehachapi Mountains, which was, if this was just a fairy tale place in my mind, and gorgeous. The mountains were really beautiful. And I remember very clearly the morning they took me to go stay with my grandparents. We had to leave before dawn, and I went out on the porch and stood under these incredible stars. And it was a very liminal moment. You know, I was going forward into a life that would be very difficult. And so I wondered what would happen if I could have been taken instead into a place where everyone was like me. Everyone embraced their liminality, and that in fact was a kind of homeland. So I imagined this kind of grandmother figure coming out of a mountain and calling me with the deer song. I just remember standing there on that porch, knowing that I was in this in-between moment.
Deborah Miranda's book, Bad Indians, A Tribal Memoir, has just been re-released as an expanded 10th anniversary edition. You can hear more of her conversation with Sasha Coca on this week's California Report magazine. Download the magazine's podcast or listen on your public radio station.